2023年3月9年级第二学期英语学科自适应练习听力部分即将开始，请注意调节音量和音调。现在播送答题注意事项。一、选择题部分必须用二笔铅笔填涂，需更改答案时必须用橡皮将原选项擦去，重新选择。非选择题部分使用黑墨水钢笔或黑色水笔在指定区域填写清楚，不得使用铅笔、圆珠笔书写。二、答题时应注意试题顺序，试题题号和答题纸编号需一一对应，避免错位。三、必须在黑色矩形边框内答题，超出黑色矩形边框的答案或在试题卷上的答案一律无效。四、请保持答题纸表面整洁，答题纸不得折叠破损。注意事项播送完毕，现在开始听力测试。 A， 根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片，在选择题区域相应的空格内用二笔铅笔填涂，每个句子念两遍。
1. Chinese painting is a traditional form of art.
Chinese painting is a traditional form of art.
2. Enough exercise can help us improve our memory.
Enough exercise can help us improve our memory.
3. Ben broke into his manager's office and got caught the next morning.
Ben broke into his manager's office and got caught the next morning.
4. Simon has learned skills to communicate with his customers easily.
Simon has learned skills to communicate with his customers easily.
5. A line of text makes readers understand the cartoon better.
A line of text makes readers understand the cartoon better.
B. 根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。在选择题区域相应的空格内，用二笔铅笔填涂。对话和问题都念两遍。
6. Lisa,What's your favorite Chinese food?
Oh, that must be roast duck. What about you, Bruce?
Well, I like mooncakes best. And I also like 饺子.
Question. What's the girl's favorite Chinese food?
请再听一遍.
Lisa, what's your favorite Chinese food?
Oh, that must be roast duck.What about you, Bruce?
Well, I like mooncakes best. And I also like 饺子.
Question. What's the girl's favorite Chinese food?
Seven. Good news, Jenny. A cat cafe was just opened near our neighborhood.We can play with cats and enjoy nice coffee. Shall we go there this weekend?
Oh, I'd love to, but I have to visit my aunt with my parents. We can find another time.
Question. What will the woman possibly do this weekend?
请再听一遍。
Good news, Jenny. A cat cafe...was just opened near our neighborhood. We can play with cats and enjoy nice coffee. Shall we go there this weekend?
Oh, I'd love to. But I have to visit my aunt with my parents. We can find another time.
Question. What will the woman possibly do this weekend?
Eight. How long will it take to fix my computer?
Well, it shouldn't take longer than 3 days. I will call you when it's ready.
Thank you.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers?
请再听一遍。How long will it take to fix my computer?
Well, it shouldn't take longer than 3 days. I will call you when it's ready.
Thank you.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers?
Nine. Jason, would you like to sit beside the window?
No, thanks. I can't see anything but the clouds and the wind.
Okay. Tie the seatbelt and keep yourself safe.
Question. Where does the conversation probably take place?
请再听一遍。Jason, would you like to sit beside the window?
No, thanks. I can't see anything but the clouds and the wind.
Okay. Tie the seatbelt and keep yourself safe.
Question. Where does the conversation probably take place?
10. How are you coming with your research paper?
I've finished all my research, but I haven't been able to organize materials of the research. I have to do that before I can write a paper.
Question. What does the man have to do now? 请再听一遍。How are you coming with your research paper?
I've finished all my research, but I haven't been able to organize materials of the research. I have to do that before I can write a paper.
Question. What does the man have to do now? 判断下列句子是否符合你听到的对话内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。在选择题区域相应的空格内，用二笔铅笔填涂。对话念两遍。Hi Mike, what's up these days?
Hi Wendy, I'm preparing a lecture about the WWW.The World Wide Web.
That's something that has changed our lives. Your students will like it.
Exactly.
Great. I know very little about it. Could you tell me something?
Well, in 1989, although there was already an internet, it was difficult to share information. A British engineer named Tim Berners-Lee came up with an idea to solve the problem.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes, and Tim used a language called HTML to help computers talk to each other. That is the beginning of WWW.
Wow, Tim made an important discovery in the development of the Internet.
Certainly.But he didn't think he had done anything special. He said all the ideas about the internet were already there. All he did was to put them together.
How modest Tim is. He should be very rich for his amazing achievement.
Tim cares little about money. He gave away his invention for nothing. He helps people share technology. He wants the internet to be free for everyone to use. Maybe he is the most important, but least famous inventor.
How kind and generous Tim is! I believe your lecture, especially the story of Tim Berners-Lee, will encourage your students to work like him.
请再听一遍。
Hi, Mike. What's up these days?
Hi, Wendy. I'm preparing a lecture about WWW, the World Wide Web.
That's something that has changed our lives. Your students will like it.
Exactly.
Great. I know very little about it. Could you tell me something?
Well, in 1989, although there was already an internet, it was difficult to share information. A British engineer named Tim Berners-Lee came up with an idea to solve the problem.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes, and Tim used a language called HTML to help computers talk to each other. That is the beginning of WWW.
Wow! Tim made an important discovery in the development of the internet.
Certainly. But he didn't think he had done anything special. He said all the ideas about the internet were already there. All he did was to put them together.
How modest Tim is! He should be very rich for his amazing achievement.
Tim cares little about money. He gave away his invention for nothing. He helps people share technology. He wants the internet to be free for everyone to use. Maybe he is the most important, but least famous inventor.
How kind and generous Tim is! I believe your lecture, especially the story of Tim Berners-Lee, will encourage your students to work like him.
第，根据你听到的短文，完成下列句子。每空格限填一词，在非选择题区域相应的空格内，用黑墨水钢笔或黑色水笔填写。短文念两遍。
Back to the news. Last Friday, a storm hit two villages and destroyed 14 houses. Seven others were so badly damaged, and their owners had to leave them.And 15 others had broken windows. No one died. 9 people were badly injured and taken to the local hospital. A number of other people received small injuries. Altogether, over 100 people were left homeless as a result of the storm. A farmer said the storm began early in the morning,and lasted over an hour. He was in the kitchen with his children when they heard a loud noise. A few minutes later, their house fell down on top of them. The farmer managed to climb out, but then he found one of his children was missing. The farmer went back inside and found him safe.The child was very frightened. A woman said that her husband had just left for work when she noticed that the building she lived in was shaking. She rushed outside immediately with her children. There was no time for her to take anything. A few minutes later, the roof came down. Firemen and soldiers went to the area to help the people in trouble.
请再听一遍。Back to the news. Last Friday, a storm hit two villages and destroyed 14 houses. Seven others were so badly damaged, and their owners had to leave them. And 15 others had broken windows. No one died. 9 people were badly injured and taken to the local hospital. A number of other people received small injuries. Altogether, over 100 people were left homeless as a result of the storm. A farmer said the storm began early in the morning and lost it over an hour. He was in the kitchen with his children when they heard a loud noise. A few minutes later, their house fell down on top of them. The farmer managed to climb out, but then he found one of his children was missing. The farmer went back inside and found him safe. The child was very frightened. A woman said that her husband had just left for work when she noticed that the building she lived in was shaking. She rushed outside immediately with her children. There was no time for her to take anything. A few minutes later, the roof came down. Firemen and soldiers went to the area to help the people in trouble. 第一部分听力测试到此结束，请同学们继续答题。